B-Pod Studios.
What up?
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday to all across the Delaware Valley. This is the Midday Show with Jason Martinez. I'm Anthony Gargano, the chewiest behind the glass.
He sounds better today.
Oh, to Andrew?
Andrew, yeah.
Yeah, he was hurting.
Oh, man.
My man was hurting. That's good. He should be hurting. That's the party. I expect him to be hurting. If I would be disappointed if he was.
It sounded yesterday like he did his first live read yesterday. It sounded like somebody took a belt sander to his vocal cords.
Yeah, that's good. Good for the kid. I'm glad. I'm happy for
him. Hey, you should only get one bachelor party.
So, yes. And we were at Sixers Media Day, so we weren't in the studio. We didn't get a chance to see how green he looked and if the green Eagles shirt he's wearing today matched his face.
Yeah. Well, he did TV yesterday with Ty and
that's going in for Mikey Mess.
Well, the first question Natalie asked me when she came in was, do you want any makeup for the show today?
Wow.
I'm like, oh, so that's how I look.
You still do sound like crap, by the way.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. You sound like Greg Brady and the Brady Bunch going through puberty again. His voice is cracking.
That's great. That's great.
Not that you know what that is, Andrew, but anyway.
I am giddy. I gotta slow my roll, man. Yesterday, I was in my glory yesterday. Yeah. Jace.
I noticed.
I gotta say this, all right? And this, you guys, talking to the fan base, you know them already, but you will fall in love with this team because they're really good and they're a great bunch of dudes. They're just a great bunch of guys.
Likeable.
They are extremely likeable. The Sixers, the crew that they have assembled, I mean, Elton, I think they fit perfectly on the floor together.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the guys, Al Horford, what a gentleman. Like, he's exactly the kind of winner that you need.
When you got a young core, absolutely.
He's the perfect guy to be that elder statesman.
Mm-hmm.
Tobias, I mean, you want to talk about a guy that has assumed leadership?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Every beat he hit yesterday was just out of the park. Like, he nailed it all. Like, everything he said was perfect. It's exactly what needed to be said. And he did it. And there was heart behind it. It was heartfelt.
Yeah.
I mean, what I took away from that team yesterday and those guys and talking, we talked to everybody yesterday. Everybody on the air except Joe. And then we were talking to Joe off the air. They are just a great bunch of dudes and they have the perfect mindset. They just want to play.
That's what sticks out.
They want to win. Mm-hmm. They want to achieve.
Yeah.
Nothing. Wow.
I was there. That's 3 years in a row I've done that broadcast from Sixers Media Day. And this is the first year that message was so pronounced and nothing's being handed to us. We got a lot of business to take care of this year. It was very business-like, but fun because they're a fun group of guys. But they know the task at hand, and they know that the time is now. That's the message I kept hearing was, now it's time to win now. No second round, quadruple doink. That doesn't matter. The time now is to win.
Like they're after. This is it. This is what we've been waiting for. And as close as they were last year, and even the year before, they lost that Boston series, but they were in every game. They
could have won the series.
Right, they could have won it.
Yeah.
The way the sport is, like, it's arcing toward now. Like, this is the year of contention. This is the year of winning.
Yeah, this is the first year of the window.
Yeah.
The true first year of the window open.
So I gotta talk to people today. So I'm overly giddy, like too giddy. Like,
yeah, you gotta pace yourself here.
I can't wait for them to play. I can't wait for them to start playing and get this whole thing, this locomotive moving.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, we got a football season.
Yeah, you got a 2-2 football team, one game back of the Cowboys.
They're right there.
Yeah, and to come out 2-2 when you were facing 1-3 after a short week. Now, it feels like the Eagles haven't played in an eternity to me already.
It does.
You know what I mean?
And the fact that they're playing the Jets, it kind of, you know, there's not the, oh, I can't wait for Sunday. Now, you always can wait for, you always can't wait for Sunday because you just want
to
watch
the
play.
Not a lot of teeth to the Jets, yeah.
But it's still the Jets, and, you know, they need to win, and they need to look good doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everything's going to come down to in a couple weeks.
Three straight road games, including that Cowboy game in the middle.
Well, I'm going right in the middle, right to the Cowboys. Like, I was accosted this morning by a Cowboys fan.
They got you? In the web?
You set it up. You set them up.
Oh, in the office. Okay, I thought you meant private.
Like, I got to come to this office, and I got to be aggravated by a Cowboys fan.
Yeah. It's a violation.
There's something wrong with that.
Well, I put together a list, and the debate stemmed off a list that I put together today about underrated and overrated guys in our town right now by sport. And Wentz is a guy that I put on the list in two categories because certain people overrate him, certain people underrate him. And I asked said sales guy how he viewed him, and he said overrated because he's a Dakman. And we say Dak's overrated, and he say Dak's underrated. You know, that's the fandom, what lens you look at it through.
I don't think he's overrated.
Who?
West? Prescott.
Prescott? You think he's just right?
Yeah, I think he's... And I was watching...
He's a good quarterback, bud.
Let me tell you. I'm watching a game Sunday night, text him with a friend of mine who's in the league. We were going back and forth, and we were talking about Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy likes him, but the problem with him, and I was trying to convey that to the Cowboy fan, they don't want to listen.
Yeah.
Is that I do think he's a winner. I do think... He's improved, but what hurts Prescott is he still is not the most accurate guy. He left plays on the field. He makes one great throw that he's money at, and that's a seam throw.
Mm-hmm. You saw it to Cobb when they were trying to come back on that last drive.
You saw it to Jarwin, their backup tight end, too.
Yep.
He'll have a seam throw. Problem is when he's moving, he's woefully inaccurate when he's on the move.
Yeah.
And he's not the greatest accuracy, period. You could quote all you want with completion percentage. That's not the point. The point is making plays down the field. All right? That's the point. And I'm watching with an NFL coach. And we're just talking about him. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a winner.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's
proven that so far, yeah.
No, I think he's in the right attitude. I actually like him as a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think he is a good quarterback.
You got to assemble a team, the right team around him.
Yeah, well, you don't want him. You don't want any quarterback throwing 40 times.
No,
but he's not going to bail you out throwing 40 times.
Yeah,
certain guys can bail you out throwing 40 times.
I think I saw something. He's like 1-7 when Zeke Elliott runs for less than 75
yards.
Yeah,
I mean, that's, you know, that part of it.
Yeah, it's a big part of it.
You know, again, the great quarterbacks will bail you out throwing 40 plus times.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't know if Carson's there. I don't know. I think he has a chance. He's not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a chance to be that guy who can bail you out, but he's not there yet.
He has the skill set.
They're better. The Eagles are better when they're running the football.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got plays to make through the air where you have a balanced attack. Now, I do want to see when DeSean Jackson's back and his full complement of receivers, I think he can dart you down the field.
Yeah. And using that running game minimally, but just enough to keep the defense honest.
Correct.
With Jordan Howard, Miles Sanders, and maybe a little Sproles.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I bring this all up as to say my head is on a swivel. I am looking forward to the NBA and can't wait for this season because I think this is my most anticipated season since I was a little boy and they got Moses Malone. All right.
This is your most anticipated season as an adult.
Yes.
It's hard to argue.
More than AI, more than any team, more than, you know, I love Charles and all that stuff, but 83, you knew. We were all, the whole town knew that they were going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little different because they're not as dominant as that team was, but they have a chance to be.
That was a veteran core. This is a young core.
They have a chance. This Sixer team has a chance to be one of the great teams.
Yeah.
And they have a chance. Hey, Tobias talked about the window yesterday. He brought it up.
Yeah.
Unsolicited.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the window. Now it's there in front of you. It all starts now.
And a big reason why he signed here.
They have a chance to be, dare I say it, an NBA D word. All right.
Yep. Yeah, gotta win one before you do that. But I know what you're saying. Yeah,
they have a chance
built for that.
That's what I'm saying. He's young and the whole thing.
Well, you respect Al Horford. I do as well. Even when he was a Celtic, we all respected him for the professional that he is and the savvy, smart player that he is. He didn't come here if he didn't believe that that window was wide open.
Of course,
no way. That's very telling to me that he decided to come here, a rival, and leave Boston because he saw a great opportunity here.
Of course.
So that's what's in front of you. For me, that's a big part of the equation.
I'm looking forward to the start of Flyers season.
Starts on Friday.
I don't know how they're going to be.
You and me both.
I saw the NHL did their ranking the goalies.
The tandems?
Yeah, did you say it?
Yeah, was that an ESPN?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't trust it, but anyway.
Okay, so you put no validity there?
Well, it's a hard thing when you got a goalie 21 years old, only played 31 games.
Listen, I trust you before I trust whoever wrote that.
Well, I mean, I think it's a question mark, too. Like, I don't know what Hart's going to be in year two.
You know where he had the Flyers at?
I think, like, 21st or something.
Yes, 21.
Yeah. I read the article, but yeah, again, I don't. ESPN doesn't know the difference between a hockey puck and a beach ball.
Okay, so, fair. Yeah. That's fair.
But they may be right. I'm not going to blow it out of the water because I don't know either.
I'm looking forward to the start of the season because yeah. I love the start of seasons.
Yeah, it's just an optimism that comes with it.
Yeah, I you get to like suspend the you get to suspend disbelief. We'll get to that in a minute. You get to suspend disbelief the whole thing. Now, as far as the baseball season is concerned, the baseball team, we know they need rapid change. It's going to be real interesting to see where they go.
So you think it's a foregone conclusion the days of Gabe are done? Probably happened today because yesterday was the Jewish holiday.
I do believe that he's done.
Well, they got to make some sort of statement today. You can't let this hang out there.
No, they won't. I think he's gone today. That's my belief. I believe he's gone. I believe he keeps Klentak and McPhail, which is a mistake. But I believe
that's a McFailure of an offseason.
But I believe that that's where they're going to go.
Yeah.
And my hopes is that they go after a real good baseball manager.
Pedigree.
My fears is that they go for another numbers guy.
Well, outsmart themselves again. You think Middleton's going to go for that again? With an unproven, analytic approach.
He's going to, Klentak and McPhail are almost the Svengali. And Klentak's going to tell him, you want to be at the forefront? You got to go with said manager.
Yeah, but Middleton, are they pulling a Jedi mind trick on Middleton? He's a smart guy. It didn't work.
It has nothing to do with being smart. It has everything to do with being innovative and being everyone wants the next guy, the next genius.
Yeah, they want to unearth.
Right.
Sean McVay or whatever.
Why do you think Jeffrey Lurie wanted Chip Kelly so badly?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a wealthy guy, you're a successful guy, you always want to unearth to be the smartest guy in the room and unearth the guy, the next guy.
Well, he did it with Andy.
Yeah, but he went after Chip Kelly with both hands and both feet.
Shot down initially and then went back for a second round and got him. Turned out to be a mistake, but
Gus Bradley's in his house. They're about to name him the next coach. And Chip appears.
Yeah, comes back.
Chip says word, calls Jeffrey up and says, I'll take the job.
Send a carrier pigeon. Fast one.
So that's my fear with the Phillies.
Well, I got a lot of fear with the Phillies.
It's a 4-for-4 day, my friend.
Yeah, I got a lot of fear with the Phillies, Anthony. I really do, because this offseason is paramount. Now, you have Harper for the next dozen years, but another year like this year is not going to bode well. And they got a lot of work to do, both in the front office, pseudo manager, and executive positions. But they have even more work to do on this roster and lineup and this pitching staff. They got a ton of work to do. And if Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail are at the top of the depth chart, organizational chart, and making the decisions, count my faith as a big goose egg zero, because they haven't done the job. No. And I fail to believe that they will now all of a sudden.
Baseball playoffs start today. I love the baseball playoffs.
Mm-hmm. And you're used to it without the Phillies. It's been 8 straight years. 610-632-09.
I miss the Red Octobers. I really do. They were fun. I miss that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I have the list here, Anthony. Each team's overrated and underrated players. I come up with at least two for each team, and then I have a bunch of guys listed as just right by perception of the fan base. We're going to debate these, and we'll talk about those as well, all right? Because there's going to be some names on here people aren't going to want to like to hear that are overrated. 610-632-0975.
I love how definitive you are.
Oh, I got a couple on here that are going to... I got a really good couple underrateds, too. You'll like them, I think. It's the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fan. Let me tell you about Window Nation, because Mother Nature, she gives you a warning every year that when the leaves start changing, you got to think about changing as well. Changing your old windows on your home is the signal. Window Nation can help you get ready for the colder weather now with this offer. Window Nation is going to make protecting your home from the elements easy with the Fall into Savings sale. And right now, you're going to get two free windows for every two you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free, no limit, plus 0% interest for 18 months. That's no interest all the way until 2021. Now, over 80,000 customers, they've chosen Window Nation to protect their home from nature's elements. Trust me, I've done the same. That new energy efficient windows, they make a big difference in a home's comfort, plus your heating bills, and that saves you money. So make the call, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. And again, get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, eight free, no limit, plus receive 0% interest all the way until 2021, a full 18 months. So don't put off protecting your home for one more year. No, do it now. Call Window Nation and enjoy new windows today by calling 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. And when you do, tell them Jason sent you.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
10 a.m. hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Get excited!
I didn't realize about Sunday. Dallas, Green Bay on Sunday.
Oh, one team is going to lose two straight.
Oh, man.
How about that? In Dallas, 425.
In Dallas, huh?
Yeah, Green Bay at Dallas. I got to get a line on
game.
That. Yeah, there's a couple good games this weekend. Buffalo's playing Tennessee on the road. Chicago, Oakland over at Tottenham in London. At Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Take the Raiders in that game.
Yeah, you like the Raiders.
I don't know what the line is, but I think the Raiders win the game.
I'll give you a line on that, as a matter of fact. That game's actually at 1 o'clock, too, by the way, in England.
Yeah, I hate that. We were talking about it off the air with Tichunas.
Yeah.
Tichunas. We like our 9:30 starts.
Yeah, because I wake up early as it is.
Yeah, I want a game.
I want something to watch.
Exactly.
Well, Bears, a 4.5-point choice, opened at 6.
Oh, everybody's thinking what I'm thinking.
Yeah. The Thursday game, too, this week, another good one. The Rams at Seattle Thursday night.
Rams at Seattle.
Yeah, and that line's flipped, actually. Rams opened up at -1.5. They're now +1.5.
Sean
Rams,
McVay, boy, genius. Doesn't look like a genius this year.
All right, so Green Bay, Dallas, 3.5 in Dallas's favor is the number there. Pretty interesting week. Atlanta's in Houston. Tampa Bay's going to take on the Saints down in New Orleans. Minnesota heading to the Giants, who've won two straight. Minnesota needs to get right this week.
Minnesota, New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, against the Gents. So
they'll kill the kid.
Yeah, Monday night, Cleveland, San Fran, the undefeated San Francisco 49ers. Sunday night game, KC hosting Indy and Frank Reich.
It's a good game.
Yeah, some interesting matchups this week on the card as we're in the midst of football season. So,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, well, I like it. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. And we're going to discuss it. It's kind of a four-for-four day, as you have termed it. And Jeff McClain will join us at 11:30. We need to get an update on DeSean Jackson. I haven't heard anything. Have you heard anything in regard to his availability this
weekend?
I
don't think he's going to play this week, from what I understand.
I'd like to get him out there, but, I mean, you can get away with it this week. I need him for the three straight.
Yeah, I wouldn't play him this week.
The three straight roadies.
Yeah, you bring him back from Minnesota in the dome.
To go Minnesota, Dallas, and Buffalo.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see how it plays out, and then they're going to have the Bears after that, and they'll head into their bye week, and we'll see where they stand. First quarter of the season's done, and you presented this question when I was out one day to Andrew about 2-2. How do you see this next four games playing out?
Isn't that nuts, Andrew? we were sitting there one day, and you were off, and I said, how's the town if they're 2-2? But it's so funny because we feel so much better because they lost the Lions game and won the Packers game. Because
they started 1-2 and improved to 2-2.
So if they were exactly.
If they were 2-1 and lost Green Bay, I still think we would feel okay. Right?
Yeah.
We wouldn't be all full-fledged panic.
Well, here's...
You'd understand it.
Well, obviously they lost to the Lions. No, but if they lost to the Falcons and the Packers, and that's what made them 2-2, we'd go, oh, well, they lost to two formidable teams. Because a lot of people penciled in the Lions win and a Redskins win.
Yep.
But yeah, I did.
Games in question were Atlanta.
That's what and when I said to you 2-2, I meant 2-2 beating the Skins and the Lions.
Right.
Yeah, they went into home games.
So if they fell to 2-2 and both losses were to what we thought would be formidable teams, even though Atlanta's struggling this year, we'd be like, oh man, they're not beating the teams, the better teams.
Right.
They're not as elite as those teams.
The short week thing might have mitigated a little bit.
Oh, that'd have been our alibi.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
And both on the road.
Yeah. Exactly. And Atlanta traditionally has been good on the road. They got belted this week.
That win over Green Bay was really monumental. Forget that it saved the season. Doug does a great job. I don't know how in the world you travel time zone in that short week with, like, you're banged up. You are completely banged
up. Mash unit.
And you're able to win the game.
And in the manner in which they won it. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but you're not.
And you're banged up in the game.
Because you're not practicing. You get no practice time.
Mm-hmm. No impressive. Darby.
No, it was an impressive game.
Yeah. So how do you see the next four playing out, Ant? At home against the Jets, Minnesota, Dallas, Buffalo, all on the road. Second quarter.
I would feel okay at 4-4.
Good. So 4-4 through the first eight of the season.
I would feel okay with it. I would prefer 5-3 like we all would, but 4-4, I'm all right. The biggest thing, though, is you have to beat the Cowboys.
Yeah. That's a double whammy game. Like, that's the one that you got to win. Of those three on the road, that's the most important because of your division. And then also, I mean, it's interesting because the Cowboys got Green Bay this week. They could go down. They could lose two straight. Green Bay's defense isn't bad, and they're going to look to rally against Dallas.
Dude, let me ask you a question. The Eagles ran all over.
Yeah, Zeke's going to run amok.
What is Elliott going to do tonight?
Yeah, pick him up your daily.
Now, I don't know. They see the same thing, so he's going to load the box. I don't know how they stop the. I think that team get shredded by the Cowboys, to be honest with you.
Interesting. Okay. Well, there's been some great matchups with Aaron Rodgers and the Cowboys over the last couple of years, so we'll see.
Well, think about this, right? Their strength of their team is against a team that can't run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So the Eagles' offensive line's really good, and they open up gaping holes. Cowboys' offensive line's really good. So what Patton's going to do is he's got to do it. He's got to load the box up.
He's got to sell out. Sell out to stop the run.
And the problem when you do that is he's got some decent receivers. And, you know, that being you're going to be manned up, I can see some big plays. Unfortunately, I think the Cowboys win that game.
Very interesting.
If you just armchair X and O it, I mean, think about it. It's going to be up to Rodgers to try to keep that thing close.
You feel different about the Vikings now?
I don't. I think they have a coaching issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think they
have a coaching issue is going to be there in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I still fear them in a weird way. I think their talent is good. I think now Cousins is Cousins, right? So we've been through that. But I think they need. I felt their game plan against Chicago. I watched the game. I thought their game plan against Chicago was just bad.
It's flawed.
Bad game plan.
And he made another dope decision, calling a timeout.
He's a bad coach.
Do you remember that? They called a timeout before the punt.
Yeah, it was 2:02.
Yeah, and then they gave him. They decided to go for it on fourth down. They converted.
Yeah, it was terrible. And they got three out of them.
Yeah, and right
the Bears did. It was terrible. Zimmer is a bad coach.
Yeah, doesn't have any feel.
No, they have too much talent because they have fortified their line. and again, I'm just okay with Cousins, but it really wasn't his fault.
Yeah, other than Diggs and Dalvin Cook,
he missed a throw that I thought was a touchdown Thielen. But you got to, if you're looking at the Bears defense, they were without Roquan Smith. They were without a ton of guys.
Yeah.
And they still dominated. And one of the reasons why, here's the thing. They started to move the ball 5 minutes to go in the game because they went hurry up. Now, part of it is Chicago's lagging back a little bit.
Yeah.
But all that said, what in the world? I love Dalvin Cook too. But in this game against that defense and that front seven, you gotta throw the ball.
Yeah.
And then you feed Dalvin Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you mix in some tempo.
Yeah. Back them up a little bit defensively, thinking you're throwing the ball.
One thing you notice about coaches is that the bad ones, they just wait too long to go tempo.
Mm-hmm. And try and develop a rhythm.
Because everything is about moving the football, is about a rhythm in the passing game.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not sure what to feel about them yet. I wasn't in love with Minnesota coming in as you were. I'm more on the Bears kind of edge here, obviously. But it's going to be a tough game in Minnesota. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, without a doubt. It's definitely a tough game. But the Cowboy game is going to be.
Oh,
the Cowboy epic. Game's everything.
Yeah. And Minnesota.
To start. I mean, you got to win. The division, the race to the division is going to be incredible.
No doubt. 610-632-0975. We'll get to this underrated and overrated for the 4 for 4 list coming up at. But let's start off on the phones. Let's go to Nick in Collegeville. He's on the Fanatic. What's up, Nicky?
Justin, how you guys doing, man?
What's up, brother? Hello, Nick.
Nick.
Nicky's phone.
Let's put Nick on hold and we'll see if we can get him back. Ramon in Mount Airy's on the Fanatic. Hey, Ramon.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm like, yo, cuz, I'm about like you, man. It's probably the most excited I've been as an adult since 82, 83.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything is there. I'm sitting at home now waiting for my season tickets to come through the mail, bro.
Ooh. Ramon.
Yes.
They're going to be so good.
So good. And because they're so good, I'm scared.
I know.
Because I'm trying to calm the emotion, but they're just that good, and I'm a relish it. I'm sitting here watching playoff games 2 and 3 from last year. So
don't awesome. Watch game 7.
No, that's awesome. We cut it off after Buckets makes his. But I watched that, and I'm looking and saying, God, this is so. Man, how long we waited, and just the anticipation, and I can't wait to be hated again. Because, you know, they love to hate on us.
Oh, yeah.
But we the, man, you know I feel like DJ Khaled. We the best.
Yeah. you know what's DJ Khaled? You know what's funny? When you look, they're going to be interesting, yeah. Right? Like, they're an interesting team. I was talking to somebody about having your own style, right?
Yeah.
And not mimicking.
Right.
You know, when the Warriors come in, everyone wants to be the Warriors.
Yeah, everybody try to beat the Warriors by shooting threes, and you don't beat them by shooting threes.
Right.
That's the Warriors. That's who they are.
Right.
You know, this team here, perimeter D, we're not going to hear, damn, we don't have no perimeter D. Man, this is going to be.
Jay Rich can D up, too.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. And he's gonna relish and flourish with Ben. He's with a real point guard now. He's with a real dude that's not trying to get his.
Right, because Jay Rich had to.
Had to do with Drogon or whatever. So he's going to be doing that. And so I'm excited for Brett. You got it all. I'm scared, but I'm so confident that I'm ready to talk ish. Anybody. Remember, process Nathan. But real quick with the Eagles, the first quarter is over. They came out 2-2. I think going to the second quarter, they got to establish what they are and who they're going to be. Because when they get toward that back end of their schedule, because that back end of the schedule is going to get tough. It's a lot of interconference.
Well, the back end's a lot easier than the first half, Ramon. From an opponent's standpoint.
All right, well, okay, man, I'm just looking in general. Well, I'm kind of counting the Patriots and, you know, the game with Dallas. You know, I'm kind of.
Yeah, well, you got Patriots, Seattle, but you got them at home.
Right.
And then you look at the last five games, you go on the road to Miami, then you got the Giants twice, Washington and Dallas, but it's at home. Dallas is at home in the second half.
Yeah, I think he was going to be right. And this is me. Everybody know I'm a Steelers fan, but you know how that season's going right now.
You got the win last night, Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, good for a backup. You know, but, I mean, real talk, man. I got robbed. Like my boys told me, just jump on our bus, man. I'm on the bus.
Man, you are pumped up. See, thanks, Ramon. A lot of people are pumped up for the Sixers season at the same level they were pumped up for the Eagles season.
Yeah,
you know, like
I am.
It's different because in the NFL you got the 16 games and it feels like it's over in the blink of an eye. An NBA, NHL regular season with the 82 feels like it's a marathon because it is.
Yeah.
But that being said, there's this excitement level coming in this year with no Jimmy and the Al Horford acquisition and the signing of Tobias. So people are pumped up more so than Jet Richardson, more so than even last year, I believe. And he went in last year with no Jimmy, too.
Yeah, well, last year was different. Remember, you had Fultz on the team still. You had Covington and Dario.
Muscala, Wilson Chandler.
Yeah, I hated Muscala.
Wow, what a difference in a year.
Do you know I hated him?
Yep.
He was Marshmallow Muscala.
Hey, Jared Bayless still in that squad.
Yeah, I hated Jared Bayless. You remember, I hated it. I hated half that team. Now, Elton Brand, the job that he's done, are you kidding me?
Look at the turnover year to year.
And
it's insane.
But it always goes back to assets and trying to push in and push out assets until you come up with a mix that you really like. And this team's deep too.
Yeah. JJ Redick obviously on the team last year, no longer here now with the Pelicans.
Yeah, listen, so. I like JJ. I thought it was a mistake for him to go after the money. But defensively, you're in the playoffs. You're not. That's an area that you don't need.
Yeah.
That you don't. See, the problem
you
is.
Saw how it hurt him.
You had to worry as a team playing D. You had to worry that if Redick gets hot, I mean, he gives you the flurry, boom, three threes, and that 9-point either run puts you up 7, puts you up 15.
Gets you back in it.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a, and that's where he was deadly. I mean, he was dead, and he created his own spacing on the floor. But he was a liability on the other end.
610-632-0975.
He's a fraud.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
He's dead.
Listen, he's dead to me, too. I don't know how in the world you go to New Orleans.
He did his press conference.
But he doesn't want to win.
Did you see his press conference yesterday?
No, I tuned out.
Yeah, he told Zion not to screw up his playoff record.
Yeah, because he's been perfect. He's made the playoffs every year in his career. Well, if you stayed here, you would have made it another year.
Yeah, good.
I hope you guys make it, but I hope he doesn't.
Let's go to Nick in Collegeville on the Fanatic. Nicky.
Gentlemen, what's up, guys?
Listen, much better.
I'm glad we didn't keep JJ because we didn't want, you know, I like this team a lot better now, and I don't think he would have been happy coming off the bench, even though he would have been a perfect role player.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, ultimately, I like where this team is, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, this is what I need today. I need Middleton to get off his butt. I know it's a holiday, you know, later today. Let's do what we have to do. I need Howie to, you know, take care of Ramsey. I need a tip-off, which isn't going to happen today. That I do know. You guys got me all hyped up, man. You're like, you guys had me like a 16-year-old, you know, kissing my, you know, kissing a girl, and she leaves me at the doorstep. You crushed me yesterday, man. I need that. But let's talk Eagles, since that's all we really have right now. That Detroit loss is not looking, it's like college football. That Detroit loss has more value than, you know, that. Well, but that Atlanta loss is garbage, man. Can you believe we lost to Atlanta? They look horrible.
Yeah, but remember the circumstances,
situation. Yeah,
right?
I remember that.
I know.
All the drops.
Injuries.
Yeah, I mean, you can't look beyond. I know people say it's an alibi, but what are you supposed to say when
you got
Jeffrey and you got no Deshaun.
And no God.
Right, and like, you know, 15 minutes before kickoff. So, yeah, that throws the whole game plan out of whack. Now, here's my biggest concern, really, is a game that, and you've been keeping an eye on literally for like 6 months now. You're like, that Buffalo game's going to be trouble. Well, it's definitely going to be more trouble now. I mean, that defense is ridiculous. I know they don't have a quarterback, but they probably will have a quarterback when we play them, you know, 4 weeks down the road.
No, that's a bad spot because
bad.
It's a non-conference team on the road, and it's a grind it out type of team. Sean McDermott and he's done such a great job. I mean, they played their hearts out. I was talking to him after the game on Sunday. They played their hearts out against New England, man.
It's QB. Yeah, it's QB gave up the game. I mean, literally all the mistakes he made. spotted New England all the points, because if he doesn't turn the ball over, they win that. Maybe
no, they're tough, man. He's got them. He's. I mean, they clamped down that Patriot offense,
and that is no easy task. But you're right; it's a tough spot now to get. You lose the game in that situation, and then to come back the next week and re-ratchet up the emotions is tough. It's a tough spot for him.
Yeah, because it's non-conference after the Cowboys game on Sunday night. So you got to go from being that Sunday night division against the Cowboys to then, I guess it's a 1 o'clock, right? It's probably
one o'clock, yeah.
So then you got to be a 1 o'clocker in Buffalo after you just got done a division war.
Yeah.
And you're playing a team that's got a nasty defense.
Yep, and that's, like, I always talk about the urgency and emotion that comes into play around week 3 in the NFL. And that's one of the reasons why I like the Eagles against the Packers, and it plays there, too, because you're right. Everything is going to go into that Dallas game. It's going to be a monster game. 610-632-0975. That's Anthony Gargano. It is the Midday Show. We're on Gabe Kapler Watch Day number 2. We'll see if something goes down today for the Phillies manager. See if the general manager or the president are also in the mix there. We all kind of believe that that's probably not the case, but we're keeping our fingers crossed. It is the Midday Show, and it's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, listen, all the great teams have a go-to guy, right? Well, when it comes to tomato pie, whoa. My friends at Corpoli's Bakery in Delhi, my go-to guys. In fact, Sunday morning, be nice. I like this Sunday morning, let's go get the tomato pie, which is fabulous. Then you go to the Corpoli's, any of their 4 locations, Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, Douglasville. You walk in, they got all the tomato pies. The ovens are working, and it comes out with the gravy bubbling, with the nice basil and the olive oil and those ripe tomatoes. Perfect tomato pie with the crisp crust. Just a sprinkle of the Locatelli cheese. What a great breakfast item. Because I don't do the eggs in the traditional. I like the nice tomato pie. That's right, Junis. You can also have your event catered by Corpoli's Bakery and Deli. Your guests will be talking about how good the food was. Perfect for any gathering. The desserts are incredible. You're going to love them all. All the great teams have a go-to guy when it comes to great tomato pie. My friends at Corpoli's Bakery and Deli are my go-to guys. You can see more at corpolisbakery.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
Emotional intelligence.
.10:53 on the Midday Show. He's Jason Martinez. I'm Anthony Gargano. And you have these overrated, underrated things.
Yeah, I'm just writing these.
Which we're going to get to, but
got the Godfather test I want to put you to later today, too.
But I got to ask everyone this, though. Because I feel like I'm way overboard.
Too early?
But I'm asking the question, do I need to be quiet? Not be quiet, but do I need to simmer down?
Yeah, I think you do. So, just a little bit. It's a long season. We just talked about it. It's a marathon, and you're going in like it's a sprint.
Yeah, and is it too soon? And am I too effusive? Like, I feel completely effusive. Like, I believe with every fiber of my being. And I'm taking out, I always look at things through the prism of a sportsman. Like, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do the sportsman feel. Where I study these other teams. The NBA, that Eastern Conference, is not a good conference. Next year it becomes even better. It KD. Becomes better when Durant is healthy. But that said, I mean, Milwaukee's really good. Mm-hmm. Sixers Milwaukee, and you got Boston, Indiana, that sort of thing. But the West is at war.
Mm-hmm. And all the way down to like Utah and Denver.
Well, I love Utah. Yeah. You know that. I think Utah, I think people are sleep on Utah. I think people are overrating the Lakers.
Well, Portland.
Yeah, I'm not in love with Portland as much. I like them, but yep. It's the same thing.
But they're not at that level at the top.
So Denver's legit. I mean, Joker can play, man. I look at the Lakers and I after LeBron and AD and even Anthony Davis, as good as he is, I don't know if the two of them can carry them alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at the Clippers are really good.
Well, LeBron's a bit of a question mark going into this season too.
I think he comes out possessed.
Does he? Yeah. Okay. What about Dallas too? All of a sudden.
Dallas is fun, but Dallas is not
deep enough.
Dallas not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to be fun because they're the Euro team.
Yeah, Porzingis.
Doncic.
Yeah,
Porzingis, and they're going to play that JJ Barea. They're like that. They're that Euro style.
Yeah,
and they're going to be fun, but they're not going to win. I think Utah is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Clippers are. I would make the Clippers a favorite. Utah second.
Okay. Wow, Utah second. That's very interesting. Okay.
I love that team. Okay. I love that team.
All right.
I think they're under the radar.
Okay. Well, yeah, they're certainly heading in according to the Vegas futures. But what I would say about the Sixers is I want to see how it all develops on the floor, obviously, before I go, like, this is going to be a team that's going to, you know, walk to the finals. Not walk. I mean, you're still going to have to get through Milwaukee, but they may stack up against them well. But I got to see Tobias here now through camp and starting the season with the team and the assimilate. I think Horford could assimilate with any group of players. I just think he's a pro's pro, and pro's pros can do that, and the skill set's there. So I got to see it. And I still got to see, and Ben talked about it yesterday, Ben Simmons, and the willingness to take the shot. He said it and reiterated it to us when he talked to us yesterday at the end of the show, said that, hey, it's not that I can't shoot. It's guy I got to have the willingness to take the shot.
The confidence.
Yeah.
Talk about the confidence.
Yeah, and I wonder if we're going to get into December and say he's still not shooting.
But wait a second. I don't think so. I also believe that he recognizes that he needs to shoot. Like,
right, but he recognized that last year going into
No,
didn't
talk about it.
No. Look, he's owning up to it now, yeah.
He got defensive over it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a noticeable change in him.
If it's open, I'll take it.
I saw a noticeable change in his demeanor.
Yeah, I agree with you, but until I see it on the floor,
maturity.
I don't buy it. I got to see with my eyes. Like an alien.
Want.
You know what I mean?
You can buy whatever you want.
Yeah, I know, but, but I'm wondering if we're going to be here in December and he's still not taking the open shot, if he takes a couple early and they don't go and he looks embarrassed or whatever.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm still worried about that.
I literally have no worries with this team.
You have no worries? What about the coach? You worried about the coach at all dealing with this group?
No, I think.
Especially with Jimmy gone?
With Jimmy gone? Listen.
There were a lot of shots at Jimmy yesterday, subtle.
Listen, let me say this. I love Jimmy Butler, all right? I love his attitude and...
Swag.
His swag, yes, I do. I'm not going to lie. I love Jimmy, man. I love his balls. Like, he's got, like, you know, stones, man. He's tough. I love all that. I like type A guys. But he's not the right fit. They made the right move.
By keeping Tobias,
they made the right
Jimmy.
Move.
Yeah,
they made the right move. I'm listening to Tobias, and he was terrific with us yesterday. And he's talking about watching over Ben. Tobias is the perfect guy. I also think he's got a ceiling, and he's younger than Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy also would coast and be a ghost. Like, he would ghost at times.
Yeah,
Tobias not going to be a ghost. And you're going long term. He's going to gel with these guys. He still has I think, room to improve. And I think he's got the right attitude. You know, he's East Coast, man. He's East Coast.
Yeah. Well,
you heard it, man.
Well, let's play it. I have it for you right now.
Do you?
Well, here's Tobias talking about getting ready for the Sixers season.
This is going to be a team, and the fans.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Pick
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.